Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. Today I'll be grading every Central Division team's offseason. In this podcast, I'll be grading every Central Division team's offseason so far and what they could do to improve. Arizona Coyotes, B. The Arizona Coyotes had an excellent draft, landing a couple of prospects who could make a huge impact on the team in the future, like centers Logan Cooley and Connor Geeky, defenseman Maverick Lamoureux and Artem Duda, and wingers Julian Lutz and Mikko Matikka. Also at the draft, the Coyotes picked up Zach Cassian in a trade, along with the 29th pick in the draft, and a few other picks in future drafts for the 32nd pick in the 2022 NHL draft. This is how you weaponize your cap space. The Coyotes locked up winger Lawson Crouse to a 5-year deal worth $4.3 million per season. This could be an excellent deal if Crouse can be an annual 20-goal scorer. Arizona still has to re-sign Barrett Hayton, but they should be able to get that deal done with the cap space they have remaining. Arizona is not likely to add any players, but they could trade away some players such as Jacob Chychrun, Nick Schmaltz, and Shane Gostisbehere. Arizona gets this grade not because they added great players in the offseason, but they have put themselves in a position to be long-term contenders in the future with the picks and prospects they are stockpiling. Arizona is obviously rebuilding and should be a lottery team this year. Chicago Blackhawks, C-. The Chicago Blackhawks are headed into a rebuild now, and that was made clear by the Alex DeBrincat trade to the Ottawa Senators. In exchange for DeBrincat, the Blackhawks received the 7th overall pick in the 2022 draft, a 2nd round pick in 2023, and a 3rd round pick in 2024. The Blackhawks weren't done with trades yet, as they dealt Kirby Dach, their 2019 first round pick, to the Montreal Canadiens in a 3-team trade for the Islanders' first round pick, with Alexander Romanov being sent to the New York Islanders. Also at the draft, the Blackhawks were able to land yet another first round pick in the 2022 draft from Toronto for taking Peter Mrazek's contract, giving up just a 2nd round pick in exchange. With those 3 first round picks, the Blackhawks drafted Kevin Korchinski, Frank Nazar, and Sam Renzel, and they hope those 3 players will be a huge part of their core in the future. Surprisingly, the Blackhawks did not qualify Dylan Strome, so he became a UFA. It remains to be seen if letting Dylan Strome walk for nothing was a mistake. In free agency, Chicago signed Max Domi and Andreas Athanasiou to a 1-year deal, and Colin Blackwell to a 2-year deal. Both Patrick Kane and Jonathan Toews are pending UFAs in 2023. If Chicago is rebuilding, it would be best for both the players and the team to trade them to contending teams, so they don't lose their star players for nothing. I can't give Chicago a high grade this offseason because their moves just didn't make sense. The saving grace for the Blackhawks is that they will be in the running for the Connor Bedard sweepstakes. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on anchor.fm/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Colorado Avalanche, B. The Colorado Avalanche did an excellent job of keeping the majority of their Stanley Cup winning team together considering their cap crunch. Colorado knew they weren't going to be able to keep Darcy Kemper, so they went out and traded for Alexander Georgiev, who they subsequently re-signed to a 3-year deal. Colorado had a few key free agents this offseason, Nazem Kadri, Valeri Nichushkin, and Josh Manson. They were able to lock up both Nichushkin and Manson to long-term extensions, but unfortunately, they did not have enough cap space to re-sign Nazem Kadri. Arturi Lehkonen, who was acquired at the trade deadline, was re-signed to a 5-year deal as well. Of course, the Avalanche still need to lock up superstar Nathan MacKinnon, who will be a UFA in 2023, but Sakic should be able to find a way to get the deal done. Looking at their lineup right now, the most obvious weakness the Avalanche have is that they don't have a second line center, unless Alex Newhook or JT Compher step up. I expect the Avalanche to be very active at the trade deadline to try to beef up their depth at center in order to make a deep playoff run again. The Colorado Avalanche had a very solid offseason considering their cap situation, and they are still considered to be heavy favorites to win the Central Division, as well as the Stanley Cup. Dallas Stars, C. The Dallas Stars knew they had a weakness on defense, so they addressed that at the draft by adding towering defenseman Leon Beichel, an offensive defenseman Christian Kyrou, and another puck-moving defenseman George Figueres. Before free agency began, the Dallas Stars re-signed Joe Pavelski to a 1-year deal worth $5.5 million, an absolute steal for their leading point scorer last season. In free agency, Dallas signed forwards Mason Marchment to a 4-year deal worth $4.5 million per season, and defenseman Colin Miller to a 2-year deal. Frederik Olofsson, who had a breakout year in the SHL last season, was signed to a 1-year deal. The Stars still need to re-sign two key free agents in Jason Robertson and Jake Oettinger. Both players are a huge part of the team's future, so they will need to find a way to lock them up long term. Dallas should be done making additional moves until they get Robertson and Oettinger locked up, but at the deadline, they should look for a puck-moving defenseman who can play in the top four, who they can pair alongside Ryan Suter. Dallas hasn't really done much to improve the team, and they also hired a coach who could set the team back a bit, so I can't give the team any higher than a C this offseason. Dallas has the potential to be a borderline playoff team if every player plays to their potential, but they are more than likely to miss the playoffs. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywiztalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywiz777. Minnesota Wild, B minus. The Minnesota Wild kicked off the offseason by trading Kevin Fiala to the LA Kings for Brock Faber and the 19th pick in the 2022 NHL draft. With this trade, Minnesota had two first-round picks and used them to select Liam Ogren and Danilo Yurov, two potential impact forwards. After re-signing Marc-Andre Fleury to a two-year deal, the Minnesota Wild traded Cam Talbot to the Ottawa Senators for Philip Gustavsson. Jacob Middleton, who was acquired at the trade deadline, was re-signed to a three-year extension. He should be a solid defenseman for the team. Minnesota still has a little over $4 million left in cap space, so they could still go out and sign a veteran center like Paul Stastny. The Wild are pretty much bringing back the same team as last year, with the exception of Fiala and Talbot, so the team does not have to worry about chemistry as much. I think Minnesota had a solid offseason and made moves to remain a contender in the competitive Central Division. Nashville Predators, B+. Heading into the offseason, the first order of priority was re-signing Philip Forsberg, which they did. They locked him up to an 8-year deal worth $8 million per season with a no-move clause. At the draft, Nashville drafted two forwards who could become impact players down the road, Joachim Kemmel and Adam Ingram. Both can be very good offensive players with the right development. Luke Cunnan was traded to the San Jose Sharks for John Leonard. This is a cap move, which allowed them to free up some cap space to make their next move. Nashville took advantage of Tampa Bay's cap crunch and stole Ryan McDonough for chump change. Even though McDonough's contract is less than desirable, his playoff experience will be very important if they are to make a run in the playoffs. In free agency, Nashville signed Nino Niederreiter to a 2-year deal worth $4 million per season, and they also signed Kevin Lankinen to back up UC Saros. Nashville should be done making moves for now, but I could see them adding some role players at the deadline to improve their depth. The Nashville Predators had a really good offseason, and with the improvements made to the team, have put themselves in position to be a contender in the Central Division once again. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. Check out my YouTube channel at Lucas Aoyang. St. Louis Blues, C. The St. Louis Blues added a few solid prospects at the draft in Jimmy Snuggerud, Alexanteri Kasimaki, and Michael Butchinger, all who have a chance to be impact players in the NHL one day. St. Louis brought back Nick Leddy on a 4-year deal worth $4 million per season. He is a good two-way defenseman who rounds out the top four nicely. Robert Thomas was also locked up to a massive 8-year extension worth $8.1 million per season. With a contract like this, it guarantees that Thomas will be a core piece of the Blues moving forward. Thomas Greiss was signed to back up Jordan Binnington. This is a good insurance policy, as Greiss is a proven goalie in the NHL and is a capable backup who could step up whenever the Blues need. St. Louis is looking to move Torrey Krug, who will be paid $6.5 million per season until 2027. Moving Krug now is a smart move because he will be tough to move in 2 to 3 years. Two players the Blues have to lock up now are Ryan O'Reilly and Jordan Kyrou, who are both due massive pay raises and will take up a huge chunk of the cap space moving forward. St. Louis needs to go all out this year because after this year, the team will lose Tarasenko, run into cap issues, and won't be the same. So I expect them to be very active at the trade deadline. St. Louis had an okay offseason, but they didn't do anything to improve the team significantly either. After Colorado, the division is pretty wide open, so a team like St. Louis could very much play second in that division. Winnipeg Jets, C. The Winnipeg Jets had a tremendous showing at the draft, adding prospects such as Rucker McGroarty, Brad Lambert, and Elias Salomonson, all who could be impact players down the road for the Winnipeg Jets. Winnipeg re-signed Pierre-Luc Dubois to a 1-year deal worth $6 million. This deal pretty much guarantees that Dubois will be gone next season. In free agency, David Rittich was brought in to back up Connor Hellebuyck. Rittich is a decent goalie as long as it's in a backup role. The Winnipeg Jets are a team that doesn't have much direction right now. They are better off trading away players like Wheeler, Scheifele, and Hellebuck so they can rebuild for the future. Also, with a young prospect defenseman ready for NHL action, they really should try to trade away defensemen like Nate Schmidt, Neil Pionk, and Brendan Dillon. The Winnipeg Jets had a mediocre offseason and are in danger of missing the playoffs again in the Western Conference. In my next podcast, I'll be grading every Pacific Division team's offseason.